What kind of music do they have?
Well, sometimes we have a band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Catered food, you know, and just friends.
What kind of dances? Do they have names or?
Well, just some of them jitterbug and some of them waltz and, you know.
Okay.
Just regular dancing called the music.
Yeah.
I know years back when my daddy was living farming, where you had watermelon cuttings. We'd let everybody in the community gather up and cut watermelons at night.
They all kind of get ripe at the same time, don't they?
Yeah.
It's a good thing to do in the summertime.
Yeah. And he'd grow some all this big. Huge. Well, my daddy did too, really. But he just had a small garden, because he was postmaster here for 39 years, my daddy. Then I was postmaster for 2 years when Edward, our son, was born, and then I had to meet early trains, and it was just too much. So. And then I substituted as assistant postmaster for about 20 years.
Oh, okay.
So I'm retired now.
You have to get the mail off of the train?
We did then.
From
back in 39, and I'd have to meet an early train at 7, but I'd have to get there before then, you know, to get my mail ready. Then I'd meet a train at about 12, then at night I'd meet another train about 8.
Oh, three times a day.
Yeah, and my daddy did that too, the whole time he was postmaster.
Yeah. Where do they stop? Is there some place
right up here? Right up here at the crossing, right in front of the post office.
One train come by that got the mail, they'd hang it up.
We'd hang it.
And that thing go by 60 or 70 miles an hour and catch that mail.
Oh, really?
Have an arm, you know, that came out and... I've known them to miss it sometimes, and you'd have to go get the bag and, you know.
They have mail fellows on the train, they have a special...
Car
for that.
Uh-huh.
He'd get the mail the whole way up and down the railroad.
Oh, okay.
Whatever, you know.
Now they bring it in trucks.
Yeah.
Once a day now.
Could you ride the train from here too?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, they'd stop 50. The train. They had local trains that stop.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the passengers. They'd pick up a lot of passengers.
Mm-hmm.
Carry them to Savannah. That way, or on north, where they wanted to go. In the evening, at night, he'd come back and carry him back toward Waycross and on up in that part of the country. So it run every day.
Was there a building here?
It was, but not anymore.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, the freight train back that years ago, why he stopped and put off the freight, picked up freight. Don't have nothing like that no more.
Did you ever sell your lumber and have them pick it up on the train?
Yeah, they'd load it on flat cars up here in Fleming, and the freight would stop, pick it up, carry it on to Savannah or wherever it would be able to go, up north, or just anywhere it went.
Yeah.
You'd pick it up and carry it.
Now Hinesville is the main
county seat
here, right? I don't think I saw. Is there a town Fleming further down the road from where I came?
Which way'd you come
Flemington.
In?
Flemington. Back up about 2 miles from Hinesville.